Hey everybody, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Thursday. We made it. Another week. Another week in the books. I'm having a vodka and root beer. That's what I had to mix it with. So that's what I'm doing. I hope you guys had a great week. Thanks for listening to the eps that we've been putting out recently, man. A lot of fun shows. Monday's ep with Brent Morin, 10th time, another classic. The Will Sasso ep has been getting some great love. I love that you guys, too, have been sending me a lot of emails and tweets about that Dana Carvey church lady cartoon that we posted. He did an ad for the podcast as the church lady, and you can see that on my Instagram at Adam Ray Comedy or a Facebook page, YouTube. And it actually spawned a nice little chat between Dan and I at my Adam Ray and Buddy show last night about a church lady cartoon. So we're gonna chat about that soon. Who knows? But it should happen. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking, that character is so funny, and he really dug the animation we did for it. So last night's Adam Ray and Buddy show, the Comedy Store, by the way, so much fun. What a great night. Damon Wayans Jr., Ron Funches, Jeff Dye, John Radinsky, Chris Redd, Mark Norman, Joe Sinclitico, and of course Dana Carvey. What a show, man. The next one will be, I'm not sure when. It's on my calendar at AdamRayTV.com, but make sure you come out. It's going to be stacked. Chris D'Elia, Nick Swartzen, Joe Rogan. It's going to be a blast. So thank you for subscribing to the podcast and rating it and commenting on the iTunes page. Always appreciate the love and you guys bringing your ALN merch to shows, which you can get at AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all your shirts and hats. Man, today's episode, great episode. You know why? Because it's a live episode, baby! Live from Austin, the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Man, our guests on this show, Chris Porter and Dan St. Germain, a first-time ALN guest, crushed it. This episode was so fun to do. We had a packed house at the Speakeasy in downtown Austin. Avery Pearson on the keys. Brad and I had a blast, dude. This really made us want to start doing live podcasts every month. So we're going to start working on that. So stay tuned. But this episode is just incredible. So many laughs, some songs, impromptu. We share Austin stories and Porter about his Chris Porter getting in a fight with a kid on an airplane. Dan St. Germain talks about rehab. It's got everything. So enjoy the hell out of this one. Follow the podcast on Twitter at ALN Podcast. Me at Adam Ray Comedy. Brad at Funny Brad. Chris Porter at I Am Chris Porter. Dan St. Germain at DS Germain. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, ALN Podcast on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, AboutLastNightPodcast.com for the merch. I said that already. Brad Williams Comedy.com for his tour dates. And next week, Brad is in San Fran doing a show on Wednesday at Cobb's and Friday at the Punchline. Get your tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Me, where am I going to be? Local. I'm in L.A., baby, for a while. Doing a lot of local shows. Check my website. I'm at the Laugh Factory and Comedy Store. Comedy Store tonight at 9, Laugh Factory tomorrow, Ice House and Laugh Factory on Saturday, Comedy Store and Improv on Sunday. So come out and see me here in LA. And then May 18th through the 20th, Brad Williams and I are going to be in Las Vegas at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival doing another live ALN with Chris Porter and Beth Stelling. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com for that. May 18th through the 20th, Las Vegas. So pumped for that. And then, of course, the Reno Laugh Factory will be there May 30th through June 4th. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. Return of the Mac. Thanks for watching. Last night was a new episode. Pop TV 8:30 Wednesday nights. If you don't have it, figure out a way to get it, baby. 5 more episodes in this season, and then we'll see. But it just gets funnier, man. David Koechner's in some episodes coming up. Joey Fatone was in last night. More surprises, more funny on the way. So check that out. Return of the Mac, me, Joey McIntyre, Pop TV, 8:30 Wednesday nights. A lot of great episodes coming up. Mark Norman, Bert Kreischer, TJ Miller, Zac Efron, Jimmy O Yang from Silicon Valley. Who else do we got coming up? I just added some other people to the schedule. Oh, Jamie Kennedy? Fuck yeah, dude, Jamie Kennedy. Cannot wait. From Malibu's Most Wanted and Scream and the Jamie Kennedy Experiment and the Horse Whisperer. No, the Ghost Whisperer. One of the Whisperers. Anyway, so many great apps, so stay subscribed. And make sure you can get all the fun coming your way every Monday and Thursday, baby. All right, now that we got the tour dates out of the way, the Twitter handles, the merch info, the Joey and Mac Return of the Mac show info, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live from Austin, the Moon Tower Comedy Festival with Brad Williams, Adam Ray, Chris Porter, and Dan St. Germain.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. A dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
Yeah, welcome to the About Tonight broadcast.
Yeah, he had one.
The new name of our show.
He had one fucking job.
One job, Antonio. God damn it.
About the Night podcast.
About the Night Tonight program.
Right.
Give it up for the Jew dwarf thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's so many things that you get to see in Austin because of this amazing city. Thank you for coming out tonight, by the way, to the first... I think one of the first shows of the entire Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, feel free to clap or smile at any time. Good, there you go.
All right, there it is.
Nod disapprovingly, do that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, there's a lot of things happening all the time in Austin. You guys know this. You live here. And we've been here not even 24 hours and already noticed a few things. And instead of telling you, we thought we'd just sing a quick little ditty about it. So here we go.
Today in Austin, I saw a woman who had braided armpit hair.
Today in Austin, I saw a dwarf buy weed from a couple of bums.
It was cheap.
No judgment.
Today in Austin,
I saw a guy puke in a cup and try to sell it for cash.
Today in Austin, I saw a comedian begging people to come to his show. It was sad. It was me. Thanks for coming. We saw all that because today in Austin is a day in Austin where you can see anything.
Welcome to the Live About Last Night podcast. That's how we started. My name's Adam Ray. That's Brad Williams. Say hello to Avery Pearson on the keyboard.
Hey, Avery.
From Showtime and CISO.
Yeah.
And a brand new father.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dad.
That's right.
Yeah.
That, come on.
That gave birth to something.
Yeah.
Well, not you, actually.
No, but I went down the middle, and it worked. Yeah. So.
That would be quite historic.
It would be great. We saw. Well, Schwarzenegger did it in Junior, and we have yet to...
And we all know that Schwarzenegger movies always come true.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's safe. Yeah, Kindergarten Cop, that happened. Yeah.
That happened. That was real.
Terminator 2 is about to happen any minute, according to the news.
Oh. Jesus. Welcome back to Brad Brings Down the Energy 5 minutes in. Jesus, can we stay away from nukes for longer than 12 minutes?
Listen, man, there's like a lot of stuff that we need to be real about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just need to think about it.
Is Austin, I don't know. We travel so much, I can't keep track of. If you could get out of here for this next part, that'd be great. I can't keep track of like what area supports what. But Austin is Trump or no Trump?
Okay.
Thank God.
That was a resounding no. Yeah. And then maybe one guy in the back like, I like him.
You can grab whatever you want. I love that people are still like, grab by the pussy is like an afterthought. Like that, people won't even talk about that anymore. No. Like if that would be on his greatest hits album.
Sure.
That's not even meant, like that's going to be an answer on Jeopardy at some point, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I hope Trebek goes for it because he has done 40 years at 7:30. You've earned that P word, Alex.
Absolutely.
But he's a good guy, and he's gonna wuss out. He's gonna be like, this president said, grab him by the
He's got to do it.
He's got to go for it.
Yeah. And by the way, happy 420.
Happy 420, also a big deal.
Yeah.
Who has celebrated prior to arriving here tonight?
Yeah.
Fella, yeah.
All right. Just so you know, the weed's not that good. I'm actually a midget.
Yeah. Has that ever happened where people are like, I swear you were 6'5 when I came into this McDonald's?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Like, no. Right after weed became legal in Colorado, I did a gig in Denver, and I was just walking down the street, and a dude, like, stopped, stared at me, and just went, oh, this is some good shit. And I'm just like, okay, wow. I mean, like, you know, now, and then I got to thinking, now, can weed be so good that is it not just dwarfism, but people morph into other disabilities? Like, all of a
great
sudden.
Great question. Hello. Great question. Yeah, we were like, all thinking it. Great question.
Right. Like, all of a sudden, you're staring at someone, you're like, whoa, he's normally normal, but now he's missing a limb. All right, we all got dark there. Okay, yeah. We all got quiet. I didn't do the cerebral palsy joke for a reason. Good thing I saved it. Now,
that'll save any bad cerebral palsy joke.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm gonna catch
a little
tonight.
Piano riff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the guy.
Wait, Brad, you 420 though.
Yes.
You, I know that you are not a giant advocate of.
I'm not a giant anything, Adam.
We'll be right back. Let's take a quick commercial break.
That is one word that has never.
Dude, by the way, I just had a flash to 50 years in the future when you and I are still doing this, but we're just so bad, and like that's the type of shit we're doing, but we're like doing it intentionally. Where I'm like, you know, Brad, you're not a big giant, and you're like, I'm not a giant of anything. And then that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like of pot, I know we have smoked a handful of times together.
Sure.
But you recently you had an experience that shut you off to the world.
Yeah, for my birthday I went to Las Vegas and my buddy Ozzy decided to give me a red velvet cookie that had some weed in it. And red velvet's like my favorite flavor of anything. I fucking love it. And the fact that I said that, you now think that all dwarves love red velvet, and that's fine.
Yeah. We do.
That's fine. That could be your stereotype. You're like, oh, yeah, the thing about midgets, they love red velvet. That and Skittles. It's unbelievable.
Dude, the amount of dwarf stereotypes that you create when you don't know. Like, before, I didn't know you could drive until I saw you drive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When you first asked me, we were leaving a comedy club, like, 6 months into being friends, and he was like, hey, man, do you want to ride? I was like, on your dragon? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's not going to be a car. Like, what are you talking about? So when you hear something like that with the cupcakes, you're like, yeah, that's what they like. That's their treat.
That's totally real. And my buddy handed me this cookie, and he's like, hey, happy birthday. Here's a weed cookie. And then someone just handed me a cookie. So what do? You fucking eat
the
cookie.
You didn't ask how much was in it or anything?
No. Why would you do that? It's my birthday.
Trying to live your life.
It's cookie. It's red velvet. It's all things good.
Hakuna Matata.
Exactly. And I just scarfed down the cookie, and then my friend turned around, and he said something to somebody else, and then he turned and said, oh, by the way, eat like a fourth of that.
Oh no!
My eyes just got really wide. And I'm like, I just ate the entire cookie. And then he stared at me like, well, things are about to get interesting. I'm like, that's not what you want to hear. But then he did the thing where he goes, I'm sure you'll be okay. What's your qualifications for doing that, guy who just gave me a weed cookie? You're not a fucking doctor. So,
yeah, but you never fact check, by the way, because again, that is like a bitch move. You want to just enjoy the whole moment. So it's not like you want to be like, is there a safe amount of weed in here?
Yeah.
But then you end up eating more than like, you know, than you should. And then you're, you know, next thing you know, you're locked in a coffee bean bathroom like there's bats everywhere. Or just you're in a bit of party fully clothed in a hot tub, just talking about why baked potatoes are better than mashed potatoes.
Something tells me that was your last 420.
Look, I'm not speaking from personal experience.
I'm sure you aren't.
You went to the hospital that night.
I did, because I was walking to Penn & Teller, which I'm sure as a midget walks into Penn & Teller, everyone's just like, well, he's part of the act.
He's late for the show.
Yeah. They're going to saw him in half again.
By the way... That deserves more laughter than you're giving it. That deserves a piano riff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great riff.
Yeah. Great riff. And as I'm walking into the theater, I just said, hold on for a second, and then my legs just acted like marionette puppet legs, just
I just fell right to the ground.
No.
And everyone just thought, everyone called Penn and Teller, like, make him go alive again. And that was not happening. And no one knew what was going on. And then, of course, my narc of a friend, it's like, it's okay. He only had a weed cookie. I'm like, it's not legal here, dick. So, yeah, then they came and got me, and then they brought me to the hospital, and I woke up in a hospital. And it's just sad when you're, like, looking around, and, like, next to you in the ER is, like, gunshot wound, and it's a broken arm. And then I'm like, why are you here, man? Weed cookie. You know how it is, those dangerous weed cookies. I mean, that's
terrifying, waking up in a hospital and not remembering what happened, especially in Vegas, because once the hangover came out, everyone has these, you know, ideas of what could have gone down.
So yeah,
you wake up and
I just had a threesome, or I just won and then spent it all on a tiger, you know, something like that. It's like, no, you just passed out.
What would be your animal of choice, by the way, if you got so much, if you went on a crazy winning spree?
What animal, like exotic animal, would I buy?
Yeah, I'm also like, you know,
fucking armadillo. I answered that way too quickly to where you know that I have fantasized about riding an armadillo.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to ride it?
Fuck yeah, I want to ride it.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't just buy it just to feed it. Yeah.
I want to ride that thing.
To where?
Wherever, man. Wherever a midget rides an armadillo, that's where the party is.
I mean, I've seen you on it's a funky duck, right?
Yeah, well,
you know those little hoverboards? Yeah. Those little roller that you can stand on with no, it's just, you know, no handles.
It's a Segway with no handles.
He is a master at these things.
Fuck
and
yeah.
When he comes to my place to do the podcast, there's a little like upward slope, and he always goes up it. And when I come out to meet him to open the gate, there's always like 9 cars stopped taking video. Because
right.
They're like, I've never seen this and might not ever see it again.
Yeah.
So you on an armadillo would be...
Yeah, me on an armadillo. That's pretty much, once you see
with a
midget,
backpack, so maybe people are like...
Sure.
Traveling the world on that thing?
Holding sparklers. And once again, people would just see a midget on an armadillo and go like, well, everyone knows that's their mode of transportation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Cars were too dangerous.
I learned that in school. Yeah. Well, what would your exotic animal of choice be? What would you get?
I mean, a giraffe always seems like something that would be fun just to have. But I don't know if I would want to ride it.
No, you don't want to ride the giraffe. I would just watch it swallow shit.
Yeah.
Because it just goes down the neck and you see it going down like a python.
Okay, I don't know why, but hearing you describe that made me think you just looked up some weird category on Pornhub that was giraffe swallowing.
You don't know me, man. I like that kind of stuff.
This is not your first time to Austin.
No, I have been to Austin. This is my third time. And I actually recorded my very first stand-up comedy album.
Wow, that's
Texas.
A big deal. That's worthy.
Yeah.
That's worthy of some claps.
Brad Williams, Coming Up Short, available on Amazon and iTunes.
Huh.
And, yeah.
By the way, still no claps from my gal here in the second row. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very stoic.
You record a midget record an album here. Yeah.
Ooh, big fucking deal.
Big fucking deal. Dinklage did it 2 weeks ago. It's not a big deal at all. Fucking Dinklage.
Yeah.
You genuinely hate that guy.
Well, of course I hate that guy. I will fight that man if I ever meet him.
Well, good news, Brad. Peter, come on in!
Give it up for Peter Dinklage!
4 people legitimately look back like, holy shit! But I can understand...
He comes in on an armadillo just like, fuck you, Williams!
But then
it was my idea first.
Yeah. I can totally imagine why some of you look back expecting it to happen, because you're like, well, they do all know each other.
Yeah. He sent out one text or threw one skittle in the air.
Yeah, it's completely logic. All Brad had to do was go into the microphone and say, hi, ho. And then the midgets just come from miles around.
Oh, my God.
Pied Piper of midgets right there.
Wait,
we're all getting a visual.
Wait, so when you did the album here, Austin is known, I think this is known for being the craziest party city in America, isn't that right?
I mean,
I think I've seen that on some Travel Channel show
Okay, what's the street here? 4th Street?
6th Street.
6th Street. Street, okay. Yeah, well, I'm a midget, so I just do everything 2 less. That was still funny. I have no idea why.
but it kind of worked.
So when you came here, everyone has like a crazy Austin party story.
Oh my God.
And now when you, did you get any sort of tips? Because I feel like my first time, I had some friends here who gave me a little heads up of like, go to that bar, but then go to that bar. Don't go to that bar. They'll serve you too much. They'll fucking, you'll get too drunk, and then you'll go to that bar, and they'll take advantage of you, and they'll put weird shit in your butt. Like, don't go to that bar. Like, I got a lot of did you get any sort of friendly tips, or did you just go in blind?
I was just the opposite way. Like, people just tell me where to go for bad stuff to happen. They're like, yeah, definitely go to that bar because Thursday is dollar beer night. Yeah. I was like, what? And then I showed up, threw down a 10 and acted like a badass, like, drinks are on me for the whole bar. And, felt like a big shot. And then I had maybe 3 beers, which is, if you listen to the podcast, you know I am 2 beer Brad. So 3 beers, look the fuck out. Had 3 beers, took a lady back to my hotel room, and had a little bit of fun. But then there was a little bit of a surprise. She was what you call I think the technical term is a squirter. And she did not warn me about that shit, which I think you kind of need a heads up. Like,
yeah, what is the protocol there?
Well, by the way...
you say it over dinner?
Like, a lot of fluid is going to come out of my vagina. Like, that's what you got to say.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like what I call an upstairs thought, where you keep it up here. Because you say that, like, over dinner, and that's probably not...
I'd be more turned on by it. But then when you're not expecting it, and all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden she starts squirting, and I was looking down like, oh, shit, I popped her. Like...
not again!
Yeah. I thought she had sprung a leak or something.
What is the overall Austin? I mean, sir, you look like in the suspenders and bow tie, you look like you could be possibly the mayor of this goddamn city.
Yeah.
And if you're not, we need to, hold some re-elections ASAP.
Absolutely.
But what are your thoughts? And you can speak for the group or you can speak for yourself, but on squirting in general, is that something you should? You're pro squirt.
He's pro squirt.
I think you just coined a term, by the way.
Yeah, he
pro squirt.
Yeah. He is a new candidate from the pro squirt party.
For what? Right. I don't know if it was
creepier. Which is always a party.
I don't know if it was creepier or more or safer to hear a guy in a bow tie saying, I'm pro squirt. And I do children's birthday parties still.
That would make sense.
Have you always worn suspenders, by the way?
I just came from work, yeah.
You're rocking it. Where do you work?
Where the fuck do you work? You work at a what?
Nice.
University of Texas. Yeah, we're both USC Trojans. Thanks for bringing up the Rose Bowl, dick.
That was a great game.
That was a fantastic. Wait, what department? Because you said like, I'm wearing suspenders because I just came from work. I work at a college. What college is like, well, you have to wear suspenders to go here?
No, I think it was a choice. I think you were, yeah.
Oh, it's a choice.
Now, what were you the...
Like being gay, right, Red Staters? No? No? Did I not read the room correctly?
Blue dot. Blue
Welcome
dot.
Back to Brad Doesn't Read the Room.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. All right.
No.
That just killed the next 10 minutes of my material. Fuck!
We have two amazing guests for this podcast, and I think it's time to bring up our first one. You guys ready? Yeah, to start this off? Our first guest, you know him from his Netflix special, Ugly and Angry. You know him from Comedy Central and Last Comic Standing. Give it up for the very funny Chris Porter! Let him hear it! Austin, Texas, make it loud!
You know, Chris Porter, for having such long legs, it did take you a good 45 seconds to get up here.
Well, to be honest, it's not like you warned us, like, here's when we're bringing you up. You literally were like, riff, 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 half an hour of riff. Oh, here's Porter. I was like, you're like, oh, we got a guest. I was like, oh, shit, that might be me. And then I got down here, and I didn't get a table grid.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know
where you were sitting.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the entry was.
Well, you improvised well.
I did. Luckily, there was a zip line.
Have you already started drinking? How do you do with these festivals? Do you come right in, start getting right to work, or?
Yeah. Fuck it. This is like camp for comics.
It really is.
Because, like, you know, Brad and Adam and I, we're all at the same, we're all headliners, so we don't get to see each other
right.
very often. So this is like when we all get to hang out. And yeah, I had a beer, and I smoked some weed.
Yeah, happy 420, everybody.
Yeah.
What are you, my dad?
Now.
Fuck. We're 30 seconds in. You're like, you fucked up? Did you show up sober, you fucking loser? God damn it.
Oh, my God.
It's now, like Christmas.
Chris and I had an incredible night out about 3 days ago. We went to... we went to a concert for the band Shinedown, and Chris knows them.
Yeah, they're fans of comedy.
Yeah, and we got to see the concert. But the most incredible moment of the night happened not at the concert, but afterward when we were driving home. Chris, you want to take this one away?
All right. So there's like a super fan. She's like a fan of both me and Shinedown, and she shows up to all our things.
Yeah.
And as we're at an intersection, she's crossing the intersection, and I roll my window. I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And she's like, "Where were you? We thought you were hanging out at a VIP bar." And we're like, "We didn't. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about." Yeah. And Brad goes, "No, we were just backstage blowing the band," which hilarious.
Yeah.
But then the two girls, like it was a movie, like separate for no reason, and there's in it like two or three families right behind them with like 4-year-old, 5-year-old daughters, just mouth agape, like they were gonna blow the band. And I just went, "Oh, shit." And we just drive away. I'm like, that is a story that family is going to tell for decades. The time they're just walking through downtown Anaheim and the midget announced that he blew the band. They didn't even know what band.
Yeah. Because I said it, they're like, "Holy shit, the Smurfs are here and they have a band."
Hey, Sesame Street Live's in town.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'm on some Megan'sLaw.com list right now because I said that.
Chris, what do you like to do when you've been to this festival before, yeah?
No.
First time?
Oh.
Yes. But you've been to Austin before?
Once.
Okay.
And I
memorable?
No. Well, only because it's the only time I've ever moved hotels because the first night I walked outside to smoke a joint in the parking lot, and it was just like cop car, undercover cop car. Cop car. And I was like, "The fuck is this?" And
the Courtyard Marriott's really up their security.
Yeah. And I walked in, and I'm like, and then like the lobby's just full with mustaches and buzzed haircuts. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." And they're all talking about divorce. And I'm like... And I'm just like, "Oh, fuck, it's a cop convention." And I just went upstairs, looked at my buddy, and I was like, "I got to find us a different hotel." And I did. So I lost like $1,000 just so I could smoke reefer.
Worth it.
That is a dedicated stoner right there.
Because you got to think a lawyer's $1,500 each.
Yeah.
So I can't get $500 ahead.
Sure.
Do you partake in I think there's a river that you can canoe on, right? Isn't there not too far from here?
There's several rivers.
There's several. There's a lake.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to be a dick about it. Jesus. I'm just trying to. But there's a body of water that you can get into with a boat, yeah?
That's a true statement.
What is the one famous. Town Lake?
Yeah.
Wow, you really went for it with that name.
Town Lake.
What was that meeting like? What are we going to call that lake in town? I don't know. Town Lake? You're fucking brilliant, Cletus. You're fucking brilliant.
And then this guy stands up and goes, "But is it pro squirt?"
Is Town Lake, is that where the Bat Bridge is? Yeah, okay, yeah. Shit. Now, this is the thing that I've heard about that I've not done in Austin yet that I really want to do. And that's where you guys have a bridge. It's just like has a fuck ton of bats under it, right? And then, like, is it every night at the same time they all fly out? Oh, in August? Ah, fuck. Well, you guys aren't any fun.
That's a weird time of night, August.
Well, 7:30, 8:30, August.
Well, I mean, it's... The slogan is "Keep Austin Weird." They're like, "Oh, clock. We don't fucking do that here."
Wait, do people visit and feed the bats? Like, I'm more curious about the people who, like, the fact that you knew you were like August, and that's when they're the most friendliest. Like, you really, like, is there? Do you go? Can you go visit them and or do they just come out when they see?
Yeah, bats aren't like. They're not cuddly. You don't want to, like, visit them.
Yeah, because you
they're not like ducks.
Right. Because you get kind of like this thing called rabies.
Yeah.
Oh, bats have rabies.
Oh, yeah.
Big signs.
Big signs?
Yeah, big
signs. Wait, they're holding up signs that say, "We have rabies"? The bats hold up signs to make it super easy for you. Because you pull up on your canoe like, "I wonder if they have rabies." We do.
Yeah. Also, go Longhorns. Yeah.
How are the bats defend? Now, well, I'm actually kind of worried because I just think a bat would look down at me and, like, they'd be like, "All right, I think if six of us combine our efforts, we can take him.
We can have him."
Yeah.
Take you back to the cave and turn you into one of them?
Yeah. Some woman in the audience just went, "Aw," like, it's not going to happen. All right. Did you watch Up with the old man in the balloons and be like, "Oh shit, that's a documentary"?
She's a person that goes, "Harry and the Hendersons was based on a true story."
But yeah, there's some crazy stuff to do in Austin. I like that your slogan is "Keep Austin Weird."
Yeah, it's a great slogan.
Yeah, because you're just like, hey, I mean, I'm sure there's a guy with a weird sexual fetish that's like, "That's where I'm moving."
Yep. That's how you,
it's just for me.
Let's be honest. People with weird sexual fetishes are moving to San Francisco.
Yeah. All right.
All right, cool. We'll be right back.
Like, have you ever been? No, because, like, you go.
Yeah, you're right. The progressive.
San Francisco's like where they have all the fucking bondage clubs and shit where you can just show up. You're like, "Oh, let's go have a drink." And you walk in, you're like, "Oh, we're going to choke each other."
Here's the best part.
Boy,
about
this Chili's is getting out of control.
Here's the best part about that statement. I met my fiance in San Francisco.
Yay. By the way, Brad is engaged.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what "my fiance" means.
I know.
I think they put two and two together. Shaggy and Scooby came together and was like, "I think that means he's married." Links, links.
Are you not good at context clues? Well, Adam Ray is here to help.
I'm like the bat with the sign. Brad, are you guys even talking kids yet?
Yeah, we want...
You are?
Yeah, we want kids because, well, like, she's Chinese and I'm a dwarf, so we're going to have some Asian dwarf babies.
Wow. Yes,
and that's
finally.
Fucking adorable, like, right? How small are their hands going to be? Do you realize how many custom Adidas I'm going to have made because I have these Asian dwarf babies? This is going to be awesome.
That's a nice iPhone. Nice, my kids made it.
That's great. You got a macaroni picture from your kid. Oh, yeah. That's fine. I got a fucking iPad. Suck it.
You're going to be such a good dad.
Wait, I am going to be a good dad.
Ave, do you have any, because Ave's, your kid is 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, he's 5 months old. Yeah.
So he's walking and talking.
Yeah, he's just doing everything.
He drove you to the airport.
Yeah. He's an incredible little kid. He's already better than me in everything.
And you watched the whole pregnancy.
Oh, my good God.
Has anybody else done that?
Anyone?
Well,
good
birth.
Idea.
You mean
smart
the birth,
room.
Right? Yeah. You watch the whole birth, not the whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, people at her work watch the whole pregnancy.
You're a little bit bigger today, honey.
You just stared her stomach.
Remember
for
the
9
last
months?
Time I was on here and you kept calling me out for fucking up words? Yeah. Fuck you, Ray.
Yeah. Next segment's called "Fuck You, Ray." Fuck you, Ray.
Wait, any advice for the potential new father?
Just get a night nurse.
Get a night nurse?
Have someone else raise a child. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's exhausting, but
get
it's
someone
wonderful.
Else to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, you know what I love about Abe is that, you know, he's had this kid 5 months, but still is going on the road and going out and living his life. And I'm sure we all know a lot of people who don't do that, right? The bummer couples is what I like to refer to them as, where they have these kids and then they hang up the fun flag. They're like, "I can't go out anymore. What am I supposed to just get a babysitter?"
"Oh, no, we really can't do that. Sorry."
You're like, "Yeah, that's exactly what you fucking do." Huh. You get a sitter, you go live your life. These couples, they show up to parties that start at like 9. They show up at like like 8:50, and they're like, "We're not even supposed to be here right now.
Yeah,
okay. We're gonna have to leave in about 10 minutes."
Yeah, the babysitter.
I want a recording of this podcast for when Adam has a kid and won't go out for fucking a year and a half. And I'll just leave this on your voicemail.
Now, we played a game a few times on this podcast. That game is called Defend Your Hometown, where I bring up weird-ass stories, and you have to tell me why your hometown does not suck. Chris Porter, you are our guest. You are from Kansas City. And he's rocking a barbecue T-shirt from Kansas City because he thinks your barbecue sucks here in Austin, Texas.
No, I never said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
He came up.
I said that.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe you guys would like to know where to get a little bit better barbecue.
Oh!
You guys are good. You make...
Well played.
Silver medal all day. But if you want to see where champions are born, come on up north.
You go to the home of George Brett.
Yeah.
Wait, now, what makes, in your eyes, like a better barbecue?
I don't know. You just put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you see Jesus.
Oh.
Or whoever your savior may be.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So for me, I would eat it, then see Willow.
Absolutely.
Okay. And nice little Willow reference for the 20 people that got it.
When you take a bite and you see your savior and he goes, "Fuck yeah," right? That's when it's good barbecue.
The sandwich right. talks back to you?
Well, it's like a porthole into the savior land.
He's very scientific about this.
It's like DMT, but with meat.
All right. I like it. DMT but with meat. That sounds like another weird porno category.
Also, DMT. There should be a day where we all do that.
What is that?
There should be a 420. You don't know what DMT is?
No.
DMT is the chemical in your brain that makes you dream. So it's one of the most high potent hallucinogenics. And you can now do it. And I know that because I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. Shout out to them.
Hey.
Wait. Is there DMT in NyQuil?
No.
Because I've had some fucked up dreams.
DMT in NyQuil.
Anyway, Chris Porter, this story came out of Kansas City.
All right.
Two students got suspended after the teacher accidentally showed porn to the class. Exactly. I did not misspeak.
Yes.
The teacher put a computer screen onto an overhead projector,
yep.
and there was a window open yep. of a woman getting fucked. And before the teacher could take it down, a student took a photo of the screen and shared it with her friends. A friend then posted it on Facebook. The friend who posted it on Facebook and the kid who took the picture got suspended.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to the teacher because they said it was an honest mistake.
Yeah. Here's the problem. These fucking kids are on their phones too much. Like, the thing was up there for 2 seconds and they got a picture of it.
Yeah.
What is she, the Waco kid of phones? Like, I shoot with this hand. Like, are you fucking out of here? Like, honestly, how long? We've all been caught watching porn. Takes like
Lord knows I have.
Maybe to close the window, even when you're flustered. And this chick still got a, she not only got her phone up, got the app up, and took a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on your phone too much, bitch. Like, that's too much.
So you're saying they're teaching them a valuable lesson in life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Live in the moment. Get off your phone. You're in class. Hey, we're showing porn now.
Yeah.
Defend
Chris Porter.
Hometown.
Yeah.
You've got some competition for mayor of Austin.
Well, we have not one, but two spectacular guests on this podcast. And we want to bring up our second guest. You know him. He wrote and has been on the Nikki Glaser Show, Comedy Central Presents. He did Conan, The Roast of Rob Lowe. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Dan St. Germain! Yeah, buddy.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Great.
Thank
this
you
is
for
so
being...
so much more work than any other podcast I've ever seen put in.
Really?
I swear to God. It's mostly like, well, tell us about your process, but you guys got, like, music cues.
Yeah.
You know, music cues, yeah.
For those listening at home to the podcast and can't see them, Dan St. Germain looks what I would turn into if I was the Incredible Hulk.
Great ref!
You just burned both of us.
I take us all down with one shot.
Yeah.
How long have you had long hair and the beard?
Well, long hair is kind of new. I mean, it used to be down to like...
No way.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, I looked like a world musician. You know what I mean? Like, it was...
Every instrument was in your backpack.
Yeah.
Basically...
You definitely owned congas.
You look like Robin Williams from Jumanji before he got the haircut. What year is it? Once again, six people got it, but they really like that reference.
I was waiting for the great riff.
Oh yeah. Great riff!
Oh, fuck anyway,
that follow up.
Is there a mediocre riff? Because I need that for me.
You're doing great. Stick with it.
Dan, have you been to Austin before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I've been to Moon Tower before, which is great. Austin has, I've either had the best times here or the worst times. Like, I was here at Moon Tower is awesome, but I went to South by Southwest. I shouldn't say it. Am I not allowed to say it on stage? But I ended up, I blacked out, and then I went to rehab.
Whoa!
From like one, and the whole...
That went south so fast!
it really went south, but it went...
Well, it went like, South by Southwest. Yeah.
Great riff!
And he's back.
But the whole... Apparently, like, when I was a blackout, I would just started acting like Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights. I just started, like, pointing and shooting at people, and I tried to get this couple to buy a condo. It was a rough.
By the way, everybody loves that guy. Like, doesn't matter how fucked up you are, if you're throwing shooters out at people, people are like, that guy seems like a lot of fun. He'll probably go to rehab, but seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Rehab wasn't as fun. But
I was going to say, not to get too dark, but how was rehab?
Jesus Christ, great, not Cabo. Man. Why would you phrase it like that?
Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, the weirdest thing that they had us do in rehab is they brought us into a room and played James Taylor's Fire and Rain and like played it until we cried. It was like
Jesus.
It was like this. It was like the Lifetime version of Fear Factor.
To be fair, you play any song enough, you're gonna cry.
You
play Sugar Ray Fly six times in, you're like, please just stop.
You know,
I don't want to fly anymore.
And Mark McGrath's the first one crying. Like, God damn it, I gotta do this shit again. I host Extra now.
So what, did you make any friendships in rehab?
Is that there's one guy named Steve I still talk to.
Nice.
But like, it was rehab's fun, man. There's some fun things that happen. Like,
hear that, kids? It's fun. Go for it.
Wait, we're at rehab, and then this van pulled up, and it was his parents and this girl in her 20s, and she got out, and then she goes, "What the fuck?" Like, they didn't tell her it was rehab.
Oh.
And she just started running
rehab.
Away down the road, and we started cheering her on. They're like, "Yeah, your parents don't get you. Run, run, run." So that was kind of fun.
Oh, that's fucking great.
That was our version of the game, you know, watching the game.
Well,
that's amazing.
I would just love to see her. Yeah. Yeah, so they got her?
No, I don't know. She's dead probably. Doesn't work out for everybody. It doesn't stick with everybody, you know.
So are you now clean and sober?
No, I drank after that again. But like, it's been a couple years. Like 2 years.
Okay. So you got a handle on it, but you need just like a little stint
we'll
to
see.
Like,
you know, this weekend could be fun. Yeah. You know? Throw the dice again. No,
Austin does have that vibe and that influence, right?
Yeah,
like, there's so much going on.
This is a fucking fun place to drink. I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the best place to ruin your life. You know what I mean?
That should be its new slogan. Austin. Fuck, keep Austin weird. Yeah. Austin, the best place to ruin your life.
Yeah. Austin, cash in your sobriety chips.
Austin, you think you can break into that Wendy's? Because I think you can.
They're flag.
Sincerely, Brain.
Their flag is just like a drowned Tara Reid. You know?
Shots fired, Tara Reid. You want to defend yourself? Come on the podcast.
Yeah. I would love to have Tara Reid on this podcast.
By the way, drink four if you're playing the Tara Reid drinking game at home.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, Tara Reid's already drank four.
She drinks until her nipples are straight.
Oh, yeah. Super sexy riff.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Grimy, God, right?
First.
You
seen, by the way,
haven't you seen that fuck?
Yeah.
Like, or this?
If you did not laugh at that joke, Google what? Tara Reid's nipples.
Yeah.
And she's then got, that joke's gonna become oh so funny to you.
She got a fucked up boob job. She's got a lazy eye nipple.
Yeah.
she got the Columbo of titties.
The Columbo of titties.
Oh. Next time your friend gets a boob job and she says, "How do you think they look?" You'd be like, "They're the Columbo of titties." Just see the kind of reaction she does.
Dan, where are you from originally?
Rutherford, New Jersey.
Nice.
New Jersey.
Well, fuck one person.
Boy.
That's our mayor, actually.
It's a whole line of mayors here.
Yeah.
Now, the mayor convention.
Yeah.
What is when you got to L.A.? Well, you went to New York first.
I was in New York for 8 years. And yeah. I've been in L.A. for like 3 years.
Big change from New Jersey or?
New Jersey's just like trashy New York. You know what I mean? It's not like that big of a difference.
Easy. like. Well,
Rutherford,
I mean
Rutherford's great.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a combo of both. It's like Rutherford is like where William Carlos Williams is from. He's like a great poet, but it's also like, you know, where The Sopranos is based on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like both of those worlds. Like we had like
and Rutherford, where Dan St. Germain is from.
We had like a there was in town, there was like a cowboy apparel shop. That like you would buy, you remember that or no? Is it still there or no? I was about to say, which was clearly, because it was there for like 13 years, and that was clearly a front, because you would go in there and there would be like a James Gandolfini looking motherfucker. They'd be like, "Hey, what kind of cat?" He goes, "Yeah, we got hats. I don't fucking know." You know, like, what do you want? What do you want? A sheriff
hey,
style?
Wanna,
what the fuck
hey,
you
want? Fucking
you know?
Something? I don't give a fuck. That's great.
Your family was super supportive when you moved to start pursuing comedy?
Yeah. I mean, my dad's a writer, so
It
was kind of like he couldn't come out against it, you know?
So is he kind of looking at you like, you live my dream, son?
I don't know. I mean, he did, like, he used to write for Cosby, like, you know. Like,
whoa!
First Cosby reference of the night! Wait. So which line? Wait.
In,
so
not bad.
did he write the famous line? Drink this. Was that him?
Well,
not too soon.
This is like a crazy story, but okay. Like, my dad helped rape those. No, I'm just joking. No, he didn't. He didn't. What, the Jersey girl screams. Yeah. You're a monster.
I was hoping you'd do it.
What happened was my dad got hired. My dad got hired, like, they told my, like, this is a fucked up, it's not as fucked, anyway, this is what happened. Like, they talked to my dad beforehand, and like, they hired him the job, and then when he got there, they're like, "Hey, just one second, though, we told, like, Bill Cosby that you're a black guy, so don't, like, we can't introduce you to Cosby because he thinks that you're a black writer," which is, like, so fucked up. And it's my dad's first job, and then my dad's like, "Man, I hope this scandal never breaks." And then, like,
that
luckily,
could
that
ruin
happened. My
Bill
dad made
Cosby.
Me the only relieved person. He's like, "Oh, I guess they're not going to be talking about my shit anymore." This is way worse.
Oh my!
When you rob somebody next to the World Trade Center on 9/11. You're like, "I don't think people are going to be investigating this robbery. I think there's something else that's a little bit more important to take care of."
Would he come home with like stories though of like the business or like how exciting it was?
I mean,
it would make
that
you.
At that time, he like wrote mostly from home. You know,
It
was filmed in Queens, and he'd come in like one day a week, and you know, it was a fucking sweet setup.
That's
so
great.
back in the day, like that was fucking. It was a sweet setup. You could go in for like one day, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Fuck, just write a couple.
It's like you make $800 to like. I'm writing for Nat Geo, and I'm making $800 every 4 months. You know, like, it's a whole different thing now.
Oh, man, I'd love that Nat Geo money.
But if Nat Geo's hiring, I love you guys. I love you. Everybody got silent, like, "Shit, do we have a Nat Geo development?"
Nat Geo's, I mean, they're one of the last networks to really dip into the comedy world, right? Like, every, Lifetime, I think, has some comedies.
I mean, the Saved by the Bell story, that was one of the best comedies of the year on Lifetime. No? You guys didn't see that shit? Oh, my God, it was so funny. Just me. Okay. All right. That didn't work out. No, but you saw, Adam, you just saw the, you just watched the Britney Spears movie.
I watched part of that one, yeah.
Wow.
You ever just been home by yourself and it's around like 11:30?
All the time.
Like, I don't want to go to bed and I'm a little high and let me just channel surf. Let me go to some channels I haven't been to in a while. You know what I'm saying? So I go to Lifetime, and that Britney Spears one was on, and it was laughable. It was just like, it was just basically, if you haven't seen it, it was like, you know, she comes out at the beginning like, I want to be a pop star, and then and then she shaves her head, and then she's like, I'm getting married, fuck you, dad. And then a couple commercials, and then I think I fell asleep.
I feel like you fell asleep before that.
Yeah. It was. That's actually what I saw in my NyQuil dream. I was watching Wheel of Fortune. Dan, do you have a favorite show that you've either worked on or that you watch? Being in L.A., right now you're around like everything, the hubbub of TV and movies.
What am I watching? I mean, Fargo's great, and I love Better Call Saul, and stuff like that, and I like a lot of dark shit, man. I mean, I like comedies, but it's like Veep is fucking incredible. But I don't know if you guys get home and you're just like, what am I gonna watch? Like, it's almost now like when you hear there's a good comedy, it's like, ugh, it's like work now. You know, there's so many good comedies now. You're like, I gotta go like, research it.
Yeah,
like, and you're like, oh, there's like a six. Part about the Oklahoma City bombing. Let me check that out. Like, you know, because you feel like you're at work sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah.
You
know? And currently, you're writing on the show Superior Donuts.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah. So you got and that's
awesome.
Yeah, you got one Superior Donut.
Give it up. One Superior Donut.
CBS.
I think you get a new season.
I will go over and it's Judd Hirsch. I'm like, holy shit.
No, but you have a great cast that's got Katie Sagal on there.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's amazing. Peggy Bundy from Married with Children and Sons of Anarchy and all that. So like you're working kind of with sitcom royalty.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome. And for the show, we actually have like a baker like who does all the donuts back there. And it was like really embarrassing because like the cast, I forgot they had a curtain call. And like, you know, we finished the last scene, right? And I went backstage and I just started like eating donuts. And then like the whole cast just walks by. I thought I was like shame eating these donuts in the corner. And I'm just like, oh, great job. And then I just ran away, you know? With that girl from rehab, I held her.
Great riff.
We have. Do you want to do Defend Your Hometown with Dan?
I don't have a story, but I do have another game.
Oh yeah,
that we can play. This is a game. I'm glad that we're in a state that we already established, or an area that we established as anti-Trump, because I've noticed a similarity between the tweets of our current president Donald J. Trump. And reality star Tila Tequila. They're very similar to one another. I mean,
I love that you're still following Tila.
Who doesn't? Oh my God.
We'll have a lot of tweets around the disease thrush. No? Nobody? All right. It's a vaginal thing?
That was the joke that sent him to the bathroom.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read some tweets.
Great.
And then you guys up here on the panel and audience, feel free to help them out.
Yeah.
You will determine if that is a Trump tweet or a tequila tweet.
Trump or tequila.
Yeah. Now,
come on, guys.
I felt like they were expecting more out of that theme song.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, really? That's it?
It's a great game. There it is.
Yeah, great. There you go.
Avery, I need the piano for this one, so I need to switch places with you.
Oh, okay.
So you can come over here on this mic.
Because
he's playing too.
Oh, great.
Brad's on the keys. Give it up for Brad.
Give it up for the Avery-Brad swap.
Avery and Brad.
Do you guys? I have a quick question before we start. Do you guys talk about Trump or anything political in your act? Like once it happened, did you feel almost like a responsibility, or were you like it's just kind of?
I had some stuff, but now it's almost like it's so depressing. But I was, you know, I was in fucking Austintown, Ohio, or Youngstown, and there's like it's if you're in a liberal city and you mention a Trump joke, people go ape shit. Like it's a safe opener, but like if you mention it now in any red state, it's silence. There's like no middle ground.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be a civil war. Nothing funny here, guys. It's just everything's gonna end. So.
Kind of depressing. All right. So I'm going to read a tweet. You guys will guess if it was said by Tila Tequila or Donald Trump.
And how will we know if it's the right answer or wrong answer?
If it is said by our president, Donald J. Trump, I will say the following sentence. I just grab him by the pussy. I will say that.
That's a pretty good Trump.
Yeah. It's not. It's the greatest. It's the greatest impression ever. It's the best one I do. It's fantastic. Unbelievable. What, believe me.
Donald, what do you think about dwarves?
Listen. We got to come to that. We need to build a wall. Keep the dwarves out. Doesn't have to be that high.
It's like a...
Couldn't you just use a baby gate?
Baby gate.
We can use a baby gate. That'll keep out all the midgets. It'll be fantastic. We're going to make cookies great again. Kick out all the dwarves. That's what we're going to do. Only Americans will make cookies. Buy American first. All right.
So that's how we'll know it's Trump. And if it's Tila Tequila's tweet.
And if it's Tila Tequila, I'm going to do something incredibly racist and play the only thing on the piano that I know how to play, which is this.
That's pretty racist.
That's perfect. Very
that
racist.
That is the only thing on the piano I know how to do.
Perfect.
That's it.
You're hired.
All right.
We would have accepted chopsticks.
I don't know that.
No, you don't.
Okay, So your first tweet is, I don't really see anything great about J-Lo. She's just a Mexican with money.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a Tila Tequila tweet, because Trump would be like, I love J-Lo. I grab her by the ass.
All right, so Chris is going Tila. Dan?
I got to go with Tila, too.
All right.
I'm going to go Trump to see if I'm right.
Good reasoning.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go Tila on this one. I feel like that's. I feel like she's up to date with pop culture and.
All right. So we have three Tilas and one Trump. The answer to that.
What about the audience? What do you guys think?
The audience. What are we thinking? Yeah. A lot of people think Tila. All right. And the answer.
It is Tila.
That was a Tila.
Great.
All right.
Off to a rocky start.
The next tweet. I have never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Someone answered that very quickly.
But that's also true. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
How do you think I got like this? All right. So Dan, what do you say, Trump or tequila?
It could go either way, but yeah. I'm gonna go with Tila on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tila. All right, Chris.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go Tila.
There was a long pause there.
Yeah.
All right, Avery.
I'm gonna go Tila. I feel that's right in her.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Adam.
I'm gonna go Trump. I feel like this was having his Twitter being under a microscope, and I feel like he was saying weird shit before he was president.
All right. The answers are in. The answer? I just grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, it is Donald J. Trump.
Good psych out there.
Good. That's great. Right.
Yeah, I lean towards the keys like, you didn't know what I was going to do. All right.
That was pretty rad.
All right.
Pretty
bread. Now we're going to do this one. How is ABC Television allowed to have a show called Blackish? Can you imagine the furor of a show called Whitish? Oh. Racism at highest level.
Well, that's Trump.
That's Trump.
That's it. Got to be Trump.
Yeah.
Or Mario Lopez. I know that's not an option, but I feel like.
McGrath.
All right. So I think they all said Trump, but
I say Tila because Tila had those weird pictures. So I'm kind
of. Oh, that's right. She had the pictures of her in a Nazi outfit.
Yeah, yeah. She was.
Yeah, which now Adam can't jerk off to her anymore. Now that he knows that.
Now it makes me harder.
I didn't find her attractive until I heard about that picture.
And the answer to that one is.
My Rex Heck.
I just grab him by the pussy.
Trump again for the win.
Trump always wins.
Wait, one more.
By the way, very appropriate that he said can you imagine the furor?
Yeah.
You know, very appropriate. All right, we're going to do one more. Yeah. What are the scores? You guys know what you've been doing?
I'm up by like 1,000.
Okay, there you go.
I'm getting deported.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
Next one. Last one.
Yeah.
God even tells you in the Bible that the earth is flat, you fucktards.
Both of them in unison.
wait, Shaq?
Oh, yeah, that's Shaq. That's the answer, Shaquille O'Neal. No. All right, Dan, what do you say?
That's going to be Tila Tequila.
All right, Chris?
Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila.
Yeah, I'll keep it consistent. Let's go Tila. Yeah!
There we go. And the winner of this game is none of us, because he's still president.
Yeah.
All right, we'll join back up.
There it is.
Great. Well, before we wrap this up, we want to do a little rapid fire with our guests, a little quick five question rapid fire thing. You guys down for that?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not.
We got two of the best comedians. By the way, if you get a chance, look up your schedules. If you get a chance to see Dan or Chris at any point during this festival, two of the best comics working today. Give it up for them right now for being a guest on our
show.
Absolutely.
Two of the funniest.
And also, thank you guys so much for coming. We had this is a 6 o'clock show. We had no idea if anyone was going to show up, and you guys packed the place. So thank you guys for coming out.
Give it all for yourselves for coming out.
Yeah.
For not getting too high.
Yeah.
And for smiling finally. Holy shit.
Yeah.
She finally smiled.
We
she
got cares.
I gotta be honest. I thought you were dead for a minute.
Ooh.
I'm glad you're not dead. Part of me thought you were a Madame Tussauds wax figurine.
You're alive.
You're alive.
You're alive.
Thanks for smiling.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I got the five questions
here.
Great.
We'll give some Ava a little five question theme song.
Five, four, three, two, five questions.
All right.
Not even trying anymore.
Why are you throwing me these
questions? That song gave up on itself.
Five questions. Five
theme
questions.
Song. Janky edition.
There it is. I like
theme
that one.
There we song. Go.
Great. Guys, Avery Pearson,
guys,
one more time. Come on.
Yeah, you, Barry. Right.
Working for chips.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh. Five questions.
No, I was just saying, just play some background music.
Oh,
yeah. We heard the shitty theme song already.
It's a tougher gig than I thought. All right.
There it is.
There it is.
Perfect. Aw.
I feel like the movie The NeverEnding Story is going to start playing. It's awesome.
This is the song that Brad would leave the podcast on an armadillo to. Just waving to the crowd and we never see you again.
We'll see you next time, Austin. Slowly disappear into the streets.
Turn into a cactus.
Sure.
So you've contracted herpes.
Wait, is this a theme song for a herpes commercial?
It's a herpes commercial. So you've contracted herpes. Everyone does it. Well, one out of three people. So buy a kayak and take this pill.
Buy a kayak.
Every herpes commercial. No,
that's
the
true.
The worse the disease, the more outdoorsy the commercial.
Right.
It's like syphilis and they're parasailing.
Lung cancer, they're on safari.
My balls don't itch when I'm parasailing.
All right, so who's up first?
Let's go with Dan.
Great.
All right.
Dan.
Saints first.
There you go. Can you read that?
Dan, your first get-to-know-you question on the About Last Night podcast.
Okay.
Have you ever fantasized about fucking a friend's mom?
Yes.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
For
anyone
sure.
who says no is a goddamn liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the mom and the sister at the same time. But
That's a hot family right there.
If you're going to fuck up 100%. That's what my coach always told me.
That's true.
Is this mom, was this a good friend, or was it just like...
I cannot go any further.
Great, no problem, no problem.
That,
moving on.
That means he still wants it to happen.
Yeah.
Now I have a shot.
Is it what?
Oh!
He said it. First mom joke of the night. Nice.
He said, is it Adam's mom? Now I believe Adam's going to fight him.
Well,
you don't talk
point,
about
my mom
that
is
way.
Newly single, so I'm like, all right, yeah, good for you, man. She just take her out to a nice place.
Yeah.
You just want, be nice to her.
I mean, you want your... Look, I don't want to hear my mom and stepdad fucking, but I want to know that it's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm gonna take
you
back
too.
That last statement.
Yeah. Okay. Wow!
You hear that Sting's Brand New Day cranked up? And
great riff!
Brand New Day.
What I meant to say was, I hope she's happy.
Uh huh.
It all. Wow.
All right, Chris. Same question for you.
Actually, and I'm honest with you, no, because
you're goddamn
my
liar.
Friends, moms were that attractive.
Well, that's because you grew up in Kansas City.
Fair enough.
Oh!
Enjoy the barbecue, idiot.
Ugly mothers. Okay. Now I'm never going to sell a ticket at the Kansas City Improv ever again, son of a bitch. Okay.
You're not black, so that's tough.
That joke is so like inside baseball, but so true. So true.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to go next question for the both of you. Worst plane ride you've ever had to a gig? Thank you.
I was on a Malaysia flight. It was a long swim back to Western Australia, but I made it. We took a fucked up route, but we got there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Porter, the one survivor of that flight. The unbreakable guy is real. Bruce Willis's character is real.
Oh, wow.
Three people got that reference. Fuck.
Keep at it. You're doing great, Brad.
No, there was a flight. I had a flight where I'm always in the window, and the guy... Fucking newbies on airplanes. They don't know the fucking rules, man.
Right.
If I'm at the window, the shade is under my control. And if you reach over me and open the window, that's a sign of war. And I will fucking break your arm. And the dude did it like twice. And I'm like, I know it's your first flight, and I'm gonna let it slide. But fucking stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
He did.
I'm gonna let it slide this time.
He was like 9.
It was a kid. It was a child.
You want to see the Grand Canyon? Drive there, you piece of shit.
You piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit, kid. Get a license and get an older age for sure.
And then drive to the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon. Oh, the Grand Canyon.
More syllables in that than I remember.
I call it the Grand Canyon so that it fits into the cadence of the song.
The canyons of the song.
The canyons of the song.
We'll make it work.
Wait, I feel like, now that you mention that, I feel like you strike me as the type of person to maybe get in confrontations with kids on airplanes.
Yeah.
No, I'm the one that looks at their parents.
Okay.
Like, I'm not,
he shames
like,
them.
If the kids kick in the back of my seat, I just look at the parent. I'm like, hey, do you want to do something about that? And they're usually just fucking scared shitless that I've said anything to them. Because no one talks on airplanes.
No.
So if you address a stranger there and me, like, hey, it. So I just...
That was a perfect Dave Attell impression. You don't even know.
And so I just look at them, I'm like, hey, can you do something about your kid? And then the kid freaks out because I just got into trouble. And the mom's usually a little embarrassed. They're like, I'm sorry.
So RIP that kid, everybody. RIP that kid.
But the second time, yeah, I'm all over the kid. I'm like, your mom's a fucking shit mom. All right? Let me tell you how life works. If you act like this on a plane again, I'm going to fucking wreck you.
Chris Porter.
So, Dan, worst plane ride to a gig?
I was sitting next to Chris. And, yeah.
Great rig.
That's it. All right, you guys, that's it for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Dan St. Germain, Chris Porter, Brad Williams, Avery Pearson. My name's Adam Ray. Thank you so much for coming out to the About Last Night podcast.
Thank you, Austin.
Good night.
End of the show. Enjoy the festival. Give it up for the mayor of Austin. Good night. Tip your bartender.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know. But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through.
everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast, give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk here with
Andy Daly.
Welcome to the show,
sir. TV's Andy Daly.
What a surprise.
And he's going to be on Dumb People Town this week. And oh, damn, is he funny. A show that was designed for his talents.
Yes.
Dumb People Town?
I agree with you.
Yes.
There you
go. Andy Daly, listen to it. You'll enjoy it.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.